Borgo Cinquecentesco. The reconstruction of the ancient 16th century village on the plan of today's Casoli, with the identification of the current toponyms at the time the system was not in use, was carried out on the basis of the Regesti by Nicola Fiorentino, combined with the results of the inspections carried out on the ground, during which some medieval vestiges survive to this day and were taken as reference. The perimeter of the map of the Casoli of the 16th century is quite adherent to the real situation. The town walls were formed by inforzi, inforce walls, so-called in the Regesti. They were not defensive works as such, but rather supporting perimeter walls that enclosed the village and, at the same time, could be used to outflank the enemy during possible assaults from outside. The location of the gates, small gates, and other architectural elements, colored in blue, reflects the exact position where they stood. The torrone, so-called in the notarial acts, was in fact a turret or a tower, probably of defense. Three of them can be visited, and which in their present state do not have any constructive features that suggest a military-type structure. The peasants lived within the village. They went out at dawn to cultivate the fields and return to the sunset through the three main doors, called Porta Carrozza, Porta Cencio, the most used, and Porta da Piedi, or the secondary entrances of reduced dimensions called portelle, small gates. Already since then, stood next to the tower, a part of the ducal palace built by the Orsini family, used as warehouses for foodstuffs, stables and housing, and the central nave of the church of Santa Maria Maggiore, probably less long than the current one. Not far from the tower, in today's Via Giannino, there was the church of San Pietro, year 1173. To be noted is the presence of vegetable gardens within the walls and aquifer veins of very modest capacity. It is preferable to start the visit of the village from Via del Tempio, see green arrow, stop at the church of Santa Maria Maggiore and continue, going up the Arco del Purgatorio, Arc of Purgatory, up to the castle, the final destination of the visit to Casoli. Two alternative routes back to Piazza del Popolo are shown on the map. The first is to descend from the castle of Piazza Gentile, walk along Via Giannino, and turn left onto Via Laudadio to reach Via Centrale, ideally passing through Porta Carrozza. From here, you can make a short detour and see the Torrone A, and then turn back to walk the entire length of Via Centrale, passing in front of Torrone da Sole to reach Piazza del Popolo. The second route is around the castle to the right-hand steps of the church. From here, take the narrow covered alley on the left, where there is a mural, and downhill. Walk along Via Scalelle and continue along the route indicated on the map, leaving the 16th century Borgo, where Porta da Piedi used to be, to reach Via Roma, and then Piazza del Popolo. In both cases, one can spot uninhabited old stone houses, interspersed with others that have been renovated, especially by people from Northern Europe, to immerse oneself in the atmosphere of times gone by. Once you arrive at Piazza del Popolo, your pleasant visit to Casale ends. The mayor, the municipal administration, and the entire community hope you've enjoyed your stay in our town.